You might be surprised to find this museum in a shopping mall, but there's a good reason it's there, and there's much to see about a very big story that took place in 1961. It's today's edition on the American Countryside. A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
The world is frozen, silenced by quarantines, isolated by distance. But while work for you may have changed, out here, we're still going strong. The crops will get planted, the livestock will be fed, and your food will continue to be grown, just like it's been for generations. American agriculture, farms on, today and tomorrow, for our family and yours.
If you live near Fargo, North Dakota, you know there's one baseball legend with deep roots in the Red River Valley, Roger Maris.
He was born in Hibbing, Minnesota, which is a small town not too far from Fargo. When he was 10 years old, his family moved to Fargo and grew up here, went to high school here, played sports here.
Chris Eaton shares the story from Fargo. It was here that Maris was a four-sport athlete in high school. Football seemed to be his favorite sport back then.
I read a quote one time that he said baseball was just something to do in the summer in between the football season. He was actually offered a scholarship to Oklahoma to play football, which he ended up declining, and then, of course, signing on with the Cleveland Indians organization.
Maris would go on to play Major League Baseball, of course, setting the single-season home run record in 1961. The folks here wanted to create a museum to honor him, but initially, he would not hear of it.
Eventually, he did say yes, but his two caveats were that it be free and open to the public at all times.
And so the museum was placed inside the West Acres Shopping Mall in Fargo, which may seem to be an unusual place to find a baseball museum, but a location nonetheless that brings thousands of visitors.
We get a lot of people that come by and comment that they came specifically to see the museum, come from out of state, from all over the world, just to kind of see what we have here, and because they're fans of baseball and of Roger Maris in particular.
The Maris family has donated many items to his museum that honors a man most know for breaking Babe Ruth's record by hitting 61 home runs in 1961.
We're just very grateful to them for their generosity. We have several of the baseballs from the 1961 home runs, the 60th, the 58th, 57th, 56th, you know, a number of those. We have a number of bats.
And much, much more. The story of that home run record chase is next time as we travel the countryside. In Fargo, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McRae.